Welcome back into Fox on Fox. Coach John Fox, of course. Coach, let's go around the horn, touch on some different positions, player updates. Monte Ball back at practice. How did Monte look this week? How does he feel going forward?
He's definitely progressed. I think Luke Richardson, our strength and conditioning coach, did a terrific job with him. You know, he's added muscle, dropped some weight, and so I think that's going to help him as he goes. So he's definitely improving.
Let's hear from Monte Ball about getting back into shape, as he kind of puts it.
It was kind of my plan so I can move better, hit the holes faster, and stuff like that. I was 224 when the injury happened. I'm 212 now, and I most definitely love it. This is where I was at in college, and I feel a lot more comfortable this way.
And if Monte's back to full speed, obviously you're getting healthy again at that position, which is key moving forward.
Yeah, I think anytime you can, compose your body in such a way that you're gaining muscle mass and it typically makes you stronger and faster, so that's always good.
How about the wide receiver position now? I'm speaking specifically of one Emmanuel Sanders. Once again, he leads the team in receiving yards last week, 151 yards against the Patriots. Six overall in receiving yardage, and again, this is his first year under this new offense with Peyton Manning. How pleased are you with how quickly he's picked everything up so far for the Broncos?
Well, extremely pleased, because it goes back to the individual, and Emmanuel's a very hard worker, and it's not just all physical. Some of it's mental and learning the nuances of the offense. And I think he's done a tremendous job. The guy's a tireless worker, and it's paying off for him.
Linebacker spot. I know it's been somewhat of an issue, a headache for you all year long. Nate Irving suffers a sprained right knee in this past game. You're still without Danny Trevathan. Once again, next man up philosophy.
Yeah, I mean, we're leaning on some young players. Corey Nelson and, obviously, Stevie Johnson's got a chance. Lameem Barrow. Brandon Marshall's played terrific for us, stepping in for Danny. He's like a Wiley veteran now. He was on our practice squad a year ago. So, we got some youth there, and there'll be some growing pains, but they're working hard, and, every experience is a great experience.
And still ahead, Coach Fox will tackle questions submitted by you, the fans. But first up, Raul Martinez is standing by with a look at this week's Pacific Auction Injury Report.
That's right, Nick. The Broncos releasing the Week 10 injury report. And for the first time this season, Denver's starting to look a little banged up. As Coach Fox just mentioned, it begins with the linebackers. Nate Irving out on Sunday with a knee injury, and Danny Trevathan still on IR while he recovers. Running back Monte Ball, right tackle Paul Kornick, and tight end Virgil Green all listed as questionable. He spends most of the season shadowing some big signal callers, sitting behind Peyton Manning and Brock Osweiler. But third-string quarterback Zach Dysart may know more about footballs than the both of them combined. He's the subject of Know Your Broncos, sponsored by Arby's. Dysart grew up in Ada, Ohio, a small town with a big reputation. It's the home of the Wilson Football Factory, which makes every NFL pigskin by hand. And since he was a little kid, Dysart visited the factory every year on school trips.
Every Wilson football ever comes from our little town. It's cool, kind of cool, yeah. And they do like a Super Bowl video every year. They come and make a video. So my buddy's parents have been in it a couple times. So it's always kind of cool, because on Sundays they would play it and you'd be like, hey, that's Ada.
Very cool. The factory produces about 3,000 footballs every day. And since 1941, a Wilson ball handmade in Ada has been part of every point scored in the NFL. That's pretty cool. A 3-touchdown loss in New England, making the Broncos look bad for the first time this season. But are fans and the media overreacting? We'll get Coach Fox's take up next as he tackles our rapid-fire fan questions.